The Radio.com app. So download it today and listen anytime, anywhere.
KDKA AM and HD, KDKA FM HD2 Pittsburgh.
A Radio.com station. From the Chafin Luhana Law Firm Studio. Doing good by doing right.
This is KDKA Radio.
48 degrees at Pittsburgh International at 9 o'clock. I'm Melinda Roeder. Police are investigating a shooting this morning in Mount Oliver. It happened around 2:30 on Griffin Avenue. One person was rushed to the hospital. No more details are available at this time. Police are also investigating a deadly shooting that happened Friday night in Clairton. The gunman is still on the loose. Here's KDKA TV's Lindsay Ward.
Not only are county police looking for the gunman this morning, but they're also looking for a motive in this shooting. It was around 6 last night when police got a call about a man shot in the backyard of a home on Van Kirk Street in Clairton. Police say they found a 23-year-old man dead on scene with a single gunshot wound.
The victim has been identified as Armani Ford of Clairton. The Pittsburgh area is joining in the National Drug Takeback Day in a big way. KDKA Radio's Joe DeStio reports you can drop off unused or old opioid medications in dozens of locations today.
Allegheny County is offering locations in North Park, South Park, and Wilmerding. Giant Eagle has new permanent locations in Shadyside, Washington, Monroeville, and others. Some 20 local police departments have take-back boxes. The FDA's Dr. Douglas Throckmorton.
Wherever possible, taking back a drug to an approved facility is the answer.
The Get Well Network says 11% throw them in the garbage, 19% flush, and 19% keep them if they ever need them again. Joe DeStio, News Radio 1020. KDKA.
The Steelers selected 2 third-round picks Friday evening in the NFL draft. Wide receiver Deontay Johnson from Toledo and cornerback Justin Lane from Michigan State. Linebacker Devin Bush from the University of Michigan was the Steelers' first-round pick. The NFL draft continues today at noon. Bush arrived in Pittsburgh yesterday afternoon to take a tour of the city and Heinz Field.
Just landing here, I just felt the love, right off the bat. Getting a ride around the city and seeing the stadium when I came through the tunnel would really open my eyes up, put a smile on my face. And just throughout the whole building, man, everybody here wants to be, a winner.
He'll wear number 55 on his jersey. The former vice president's presidential campaign is just a day old, but he's already on top of the fundraising heap among Democrats. More from CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Biden's campaign said it raised $6.3 million in its first 24 hours from nearly 97,000 people in all 50 states. That's the new one-day record, topping fellow Democratic contenders Beto O'Rourke and Bernie Sanders.
More than 600 college students and staffers are under quarantine orders in Los Angeles. Public health officials are trying to stop a measles outbreak that hit a 25-year high in the U.S. this week. President Trump weighed in on vaccinations. Here's CBS News Washington correspondent Paula Reed.
They have to get the shot.
President Trump broke his silence today on the historic measles outbreak spreading across the U.S.
The vaccinations are so important.
The CDC reports 695 cases in 22 states, the greatest number since measles was declared eliminated in the U.S. in 2000. Two Southern California colleges are turning to quarantines. At Cal State LA, 106 staff and 550 students are under quarantine after possible measles exposure at the campus library. UCLA now only has one student isolated.
Will self-driving cars be available sooner rather than later? Jeff Gilbert has that story.
Tesla's plans to have full self-driving vehicles next year are far more ambitious than other car makers. Consumer Reports Vice President David Friedman is concerned that Tesla may be moving too fast.
Their plans are filled with too much hype and not enough data.
Tesla, meanwhile, says their vehicles are safe and automation will make them safer. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
In KDKA Sports, the Steelers will get one pick in the fourth round of the NFL draft when it resumes today at noon. The Pirates lost their sixth straight game last night. The loss was to the Dodgers, final score 6-2. That series continues tonight in L.A. It's 9:04, time to schedule your consultation with Fergasso Financial Advisors. Visit FergassoAdvisors.com today. The AccuWeather forecast coming up.
springtime in Pittsburgh, and if you hate to paint, do what your neighbor Rich did. He called Rhino Shield.
Aluminum siding built in 1961. It also had a lot of stains, and it was white, and we wanted to change the color.
Remember, Rhino Shield's not paint. It's better.
You know, we're told that it's hard to paint aluminum siding and get a good adhesion with regular paint, so Rhino Shield was great.
Pittsburgh, now get the guaranteed protection of Rhino Shield for 15% off the regular price.
They came on a Saturday and power washed everything all around the house. And then they came back and did all the work on Monday and Tuesday. And in two full days, they worked on a Monday and were completely done by Tuesday.
Here's owner Jim Williams.
This offer's limited, so call me.
Call 844-RHINO-88. 844-RHINO-88. Don't paint.
Don't vinyl.
Go Rhino.
Hey, don't vinyl. Go Rhino Shield. Never paint your house again. Rhino Shield.
Real patients, real stories from Scott and Christy Eye Care Associates.
Hey, folks, I'm Marty Griffin. Today we're talking to Hannah Bolger from Hampton Township. You weren't surprised about having cataracts, were you?
No, I wasn't surprised at all. I really, honestly, I was really fortunate in that I had perfect vision until I was about 45. And I went to the eye doctor. I can't see close. And he checked my eyes. He said, guess what? You can't see distance either. You just didn't realize it. And then the cataracts developed.
So what did you do?
Well, I had been seeing Dr. Christie, and he offered the multifocal lens, and I decided to go with it, and it was the best thing I ever did. It was perfect. Never any problems. I've referred a number of people.
And you had it several years ago.
I had it 5 years ago.
What's it like now?
Perfect. It's still the same as it was 5 years ago. Nothing's changed.
Scott and Christie, Eye Care Associates, vision for life. To learn more about multifocal and laser cataract surgery, go to scottandchristie.com or call 724-772-5420.
Now, here's the up-to-the-minute AccuWeather forecast.
Brought to you by Ireland Contracting. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF or visit IrelandContracting.com.
Sunshine followed by increasing cloudiness today. Brisk and chilly, high 57. Tonight, cloudy with a passing shower or two, low 41. Tomorrow, a couple of morning showers. Otherwise, clouds bringing for sunshine, high 59. Monday, turning out cloudy and milder with a couple of showers around in the afternoon, high 69. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Mike Lissini on News Radio 1020, KDKA.
48 degrees now at Pittsburgh International. It's 9:06. Our next news at 9:30. I'm Melinda Roeder on the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020. KDKA.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020, KDKA, does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
All right, what an hour it's going to be. We're going to be talking to Brian Reisinger and Joe Randazzo. It's time once again for the bi-monthly visit every other Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour, MediConnect Senior Zone, seven-part series, Medicare. Coming up, don't want to miss it. MediConnectInsurance.com. Going to give you their phone number, 1-888-818-MEDI, 1-888-818-6334. But if you have any questions and you want to call and talk to them today, they would love to hear from you. They love talking and interacting with people, their audience. It's 866-391-1020. Good morning to Joe and Brian. Great to see you again. A lot to get to today, and nice to have you back at KDK Radio.
Yes, thank you so much for having us, Rob. A lot of information we need to share today. I want to thank all the listeners out there for calling in over the course of the last week. We had a flood of phone calls come in over this six-part series that we're going through discussing the topics of Medicare. We spoke about Part A last week. This week we're going to be spending some time talking about Part B, which, Joe, probably becomes a little more intricate, a lot of more moving parts associated with it. But before we get into that, I just wanted to take a couple minutes and walk through who we are again for maybe some new listeners out there hearing us for the first time. So we're MediConnect Insurance. We're located here right inside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And our phone number is 888-818-6334. We are a fully independent healthcare advisory firm. free of influence. And I think the claim to fame for us, Joe, is that there's no fee for the service. We're compensated by the carriers that our clients choose to do business with. So with all of that said, we've now been running through a six-part series here. We're at part two today, which is going to be talking about Medicare Part B, which is pretty interesting. And we're gonna talk about, you know, what to be looking out for, pitfalls, and whatnot. But before we do that, just want to talk about maybe some of our workshops and community events we have coming up here in the relatively near future, Joe. As everybody knows, we tend to try and get out into the community as much as we possibly can.
Yeah, May 1st and May 2nd. May 1st, we're in Carnegie Public Library down in Lawrenceville. And on May 2nd, we're in Upper St. Clair Municipal Building. And going over events regarding people starting their Medicare turning 65.
Also have some community events coming up, too, I believe, with the parks.
Yeah, we're partnered with the Allegheny County Parks Group. And we're doing some movies in the park nights, and Pittsburgh's weather hasn't been cooperating really well. But our next events we're going to be are May 17th and 16th. We're going to be it's May 16th. We're going to be in South Park doing the Swing into Spring, and then Deer Lakes Park the week before. We'll be doing a car event out there.
So please come on out, get with us. You can check on MediConnectInsurance.com. We'll have all of our listings there for anybody who'd like to show up at one of those fine events that we'll be having. So without further ado, Rob, I'm looking at you because you're coming up soon, if I'm not mistaken.
I have you on my calendar.
So I want to talk to all the folks out there today about Medicare Part B. But before I do that, let me give a quick overview of Medicare. You know, as we know today, there are roughly 60 million people on Medicare in the United States. So if you think about it, outside of Social Security, Medicare is the second largest program in the federal budget. It has a price tag of $583 billion. And yes, folks, that's billion with a B in the fiscal year 2018. So now Medicare is really representing about 15% of the total federal spending. And it's going to grow significantly as the baby boomers are coming into retirement now. So as of today, Joe, we're averaging roughly 10,000 people every single day in the United States turning 65. So, of course, this is going to be a hot topic. So let's get into the nuts and bolts of this. So when you're talking about Medicare, the alphabet always comes up, Rob. And you have parts A, B, C, D. Really what we want to focus on is B today. Last time we talked about part A, that's really your hospital insurance, and we have always compared that to the bricks and mortar. It's really just the building itself. But all of the services that one encounters inside, the doctor's visits, any medical services that are being provided to you, that's really the Part B side of Medicare. That's what people are really probably touching more so on a daily basis. Wouldn't you agree, Joe?
Definitely. Yes.
So the majority of the day-to-day experiences are going to center around really the two letters of Part B and Part D. And Part D is the prescription drugs. We'll get to that in a later show. But Part B covers your physician's visits, your outpatient services, preventative services, even some home health visits, I'm sorry. But many Part B benefits are subject to a deductible, which in 2019 is $185, so you'd have to pay up front before services are rendered. And there's typically a coinsurance of 20% on the outstanding bill. And that's where all of the confusion lies, Rob, out there, is once people are receiving these services, they're having to incur a bill of roughly 20% of the coinsurance. So as a result of that, people are out there purchasing supplement insurance plans to cover that other 20%. The most important thing that we need to remember about Part B is that when people are becoming eligible, they do have an option to delay the enrollment. And that's where it starts to get a little tricky. So those who postpone enrollment into Part B when they turn 65, and some people do, Rob, hey, I have a spouse's insurance policy that I, you know, a retiree plan that I'm a part of. I decide for whatever reason I'm going to delay that enrollment into Part B because once I sign up, I have to pay a premium. If they do that, they could be, and they don't do it properly, they could be subject to a delayed enrollment penalty. And those penalties can be as much as 10% for each 12-month period that a person could have been enrolled but wasn't.
Now you say 10%. What do you mean 10%?
10%. Well, let me give you an example. So the Part B premium in 2019 is $135.50 per month for most people, Rob. Now, there's a sliding scale, so it can vary. And most people are taking that right out of the Social Security check once they turn 65 and they sign up. A person who became eligible, though, for Part B, let's say 5 years ago, but they delayed their enrollment until this year without having credible coverage, they could owe a Part B premium of $135.50 plus an additional $68 in penalties for the total monthly premium of $203. Assuming that the person doesn't owe any income-related surcharges, as I mentioned, you know, it could be higher than $135. So over the course of a person's lifetime, this can add up to thousands of dollars in penalties because they did not have credible coverage. And if you don't, you're going to start getting penalized every single day after you turn 65.
All right, now listen, it's Part B today, and they've got the seven-part series down to six now. And if you want to call in, now would be a great time to fill up these available lines at 866-391-1020. Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. Text us on the Red Automotive Line, best deal in town. MediConnectInsurance.com. Brian and Joe back with you in a minute. They're here every other Saturday between 9 and 10. Here is the phone number, 1-888-818-MEDI, 1-888-818-6334.
Your source for official weather information.
Hear it on News Radio KDKA.
Welcome to News Radio KDKA, protected by Shendorovich, Shendorovich, and Fishman, where they have your bag, not your wallet.
Dean's Water makes home delivery easy for you. Dean's features easy-to-handle 3-gallon bottles as well as the standard 5 gallons. Remember, the dispenser is free for the first 6 months and remains free with your purchase of just 24 bottles over a 6-month period. Dean's Water is the best-tasting, crystal-clear, chemical-free water. Dean's is easy to have in your home. 42 years serving you with the friendliest, trustworthy in-home service. Call 1-800-833-1002. Dean's Water.
For the latest news, sports, and weather information under one roof, go to KDKRadio.com, presented by NASCO Roofing. NASCO. NASCO.
The only way you can take KDKA Radio with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
All right, really interesting way to look at the whole Medicare thing, and I love these series that they're doing and focusing on Plan B today. And this whole penalty thing, I knew nothing about. This is just another reason, and we have a call waiting to talk to Brian and Joe, MediConnect Senior Zone, every other Saturday. We'll get to that call in a moment, but Brian was on a roll. I want to get right back to him and Joe. So, again, the number is 866-391-1020. Their number, if you just want to cut to the chase and call them directly, 1-888-818-MEDI. And their services cost you nothing, by the way. 1-888-818-6334. Brian.
Thank you, Rob. And, yes, we do have live representatives every Saturday when we're on the show live. We have our folks there at the office that take the phone calls. So we would highly recommend just to call direct to the office because really what we're using this six-part series for is more of an education for the folks out there to get a better overview of these different parts of Medicare. If you have more specific questions, by all means, you can call right into the office. There's people live on the phone right now. But what I'm talking about is this concept of people delaying the enrollment of Medicare Part B when they become effective. So when people turn 65, Rob, you know, if they've worked more or paid more than 10 years of taxes, they are automatically eligible for Medicare Part A. But it's the Part B portion that is voluntary, and there's a premium that comes along with that. And there's certain scenarios where people will decide to delay the enrollment of Part B. If that happens, you have to make sure that you're meeting certain criteria, because if you don't, there can be a penalty that can be attached to your Medicare Part B premium, and that penalty remains with you for your entire lifetime.
Your entire lifetime?
Entire lifetime. So it's very, very critical that we make sure we get this information.
Seriously, Brian, how can they do that?
It's permanent, butt rub.
It is a permanent penalty, and we're going to have some stories that we're going to share with you that are real-life stories, and unfortunately, we have this happen probably once a month on average.
So if you live to be 85, do you realize how much money that's costing you because you didn't make the call to MediConnect?
Well, let's go back to the example that I was talking about right before we went to break. So I become age 65. The Part B premium in 2019 is $135.50. But let's assume that I was eligible 5 years ago, just 5 years ago, and I chose not to enroll in Part B. I delayed the enrollment for whatever reason, and this is where the confusion lies. We'll get to that in a little bit. But let's assume that I did not sign up. And then I find out 5 years later when I sign up for Part B that I didn't meet those certain criteria. I am now being penalized. It's an additional $68 on top of my $135. I'm now being charged $203 per month, every month, for the rest of my life. And here's the tricky part. The $135 of Part B, Rob, has systematically gone up over time. So each time the Part B number increases, let's say it moves from $135 to $150 a month, I'm being charged a percentage of that premium, which means my penalty increases also. Right? So it can be pretty drastic. I mean, you think about the scenario that I gave up just a few minutes ago. I mean, that penalty is really a 50% surcharge on that person just for missing the enrollment for 5 years. It's very, very critical. And then one thing I also want to mention, too, is the veterans. So the veterans, this is really important because in the VA system, their health care system is considered credible coverage for Medicare Part D, which is the prescription drug benefit, Rob, and this is where some confusion lies. It is not considered credible coverage for Medicare Part B. And Joe, I know that's correct, we've had this happen consistently year in and year out where somebody will come in who is a veteran and they say, hey, I have credible coverage. I shouldn't be facing a premium, and they do. For the prescription drug benefit, Rob, not the Medicare Part B premium. How shameful is that when you have a veteran, time served, right, for the country, they find out all the years later that they delayed the enrollment simply because they thought they had credible coverage because of the misinformation out there in the public. Lo and behold, they find out 5, 6, 7 years down the road that the veterans' benefits did not be considered as credible coverage for their Medicare Part B premium, and they're penalized permanently for life.
Typically, we're usually around once a month, we get a phone call regarding that exact issue. It's consistent. And, in fact, more recently, a gentleman called. He didn't even realize that. He went close to 17 years without starting his Part B. So take Brian's example where he spoke about the five-year window on how much it was costing. This gentleman, I felt bad for the guy because he really didn't have two nickels to rub together. And he wanted to start his Part B, and then it ended up costing him dramatically more. It's sad.
You know, we talk about open enrollment period, reopen enrollment period. Do you realize how many people are driving around right now listening to this, my age, and getting ready to make decisions, who really thought it was pretty much a seamless process? And people that have already been in it for, say, 5 years and retired for maybe 5 years, realizing how much they may have lost because they didn't seek out the help of someone like you. And look, I know we all want to do this on our own, but please just kind of, because you're the professional, explain to the audience why it's okay to say, hey, we can help you, and to reach out and get people that deal with this stuff every day, because there is no such thing as the free lunch. I thought this thing was pretty close to it, but from what I've learned from you guys, it's not, and it can be costly unless you do the right thing.
Okay, I'm rubbing my hands together now. This is where the passion's going to start to come out. MediConnect is free of influence, Rob. I cannot stress that enough. We're free of influence. So most folks are going to do one of two things. They're going to contact the folks at Social Security and have conversations with the people at the Social Security Administration, which can help you to sign up for Medicare. But that connection and bridging that gap to your actual health insurance plan that you decide and option you choose, they are not experts, and they do not help the public. So what do people do? They're now going to go to either the carrier directly, which... how many times have I said this to you, Rob? You're not going to go to a Toyota dealership and they're going to sell you a Chevy, right? So, of course, you're only going to get, the biased view of the individual carrier. Or you're going to talk to some individuals out there or organizations that might not specialize in Medicare, but they offer some services for Medicare. You can't really choose any of those options, in my honest opinion. We're talking about your health insurance, and we're talking about mistakes that could last you a lifetime. And you surely don't want to put yourself into that type of position, right? There's already a premium that you need to pay, Rob, just the Medicare. The last thing you want to do is to be having further dollars fall through the cracks simply because of decisions you made at the moment you signed up.
Look, we're going to take all these calls that are coming in fast and furious. But again, I recommend you call them directly right now. People standing by. Their services don't cost you anything. The advice could be truly life-changing. 1-888-818-MEDI, 1-888-818-MEDI, 1-888-818-6334. You know, a good heart surgeon will tell you it's all about preventative medicine, but let's face it, you know, once you're done eating your Brussels sprouts, you get to be my age, you want a slice of pie, and by that time, sometimes it's too late. We are helping people prevent themselves from doing some of these things that you talk about, who are getting ready to, you know, sign up or maybe in the transition, what have you. But what's your advice to someone who realizes, oh my, that they have not followed your advice and they are getting penalized and they're in that situation, they're backed into a corner, and you're saying you can't change, but is there anything you can tell them or advice that you can give them to maybe hope brings eternal, there is a light at the end of the tunnel and it's not an oncoming freight train?
I really wish that I could call up Washington, D.C. and change the ruling, but there is absolutely nothing we can do from the penalty standpoint. Now, where we can help and provide some service and value is we've also noticed that once people are paying those additional penalties, they're incurring additional costs in the health insurance option that they're choosing to work with, their supplemental plan. And I think that's where we can still provide value for folks. But the real key to this, Rob, is if you're turning 65, you have to be sitting down and speaking to an expert. I cannot stress that enough. Look, we have representatives that work telephonically over the phone. We have representatives that will meet with people at their homes. They're more than welcome to come to our office. We try to give them as many options as possible, but I can't stress enough, you have to sit down and talk to somebody about this. Don't read Google. Don't call a UPMC and think you have all the answers.
You can't do this on you by watching it on YouTube.
It's just too critical. It's not costing you a penalty, I mean a penny, to see us, to talk to us, to utilize the service. If you choose to do business with us, great. That's how we're compensated. But there is no obligation. So please take advantage of that. It'd be well worth it.
I don't know if there's anything out there in the marketplace that benefits the seniors of the community, something other than like this. I mean, this is an incredible opportunity that I don't see anywhere else in any aspect of the life of someone who's a senior like me that gets a benefit from what you guys are giving them at MediConnect.
Over the history of our company, and I know I told you, you know, a while back when we started with you all, this happened by accident. We are in the financial advisory space, charging fees for service. And we had people coming into our office that were experiencing a lot of pains surrounding Medicare, which we knew very little about at the time. Once we started digging into it a little bit deeper, we realized there was a huge void in the marketplace that needed to be filled. That's what spawned MediConnect. And the beauty of it is we're compensated by the carriers that our clients do business with, so then we don't have to charge fees to them either. So, wow, what a great service, right? We have over 30 representatives. We've trained and developed them over time. They're all experts in the field. You have ways that you can work with our office. You have options whether you want to do it over the phone or whether you want to do it in person. But the key is you're going to get free of influence advice. And I can't stress that enough.
And these carriers have to love you to the point where, look, anything that you need, they're going to get you the information. And if there's something changing that you haven't reached out to them, they're going to let you know, because this is the bridge that really brings people together.
Sure. They don't have the staffing to talk to somebody and be able to communicate with them on a global perspective. You know, these carriers can only talk about their products, and that's okay.
Right.
It's expected. Who's going to talk to the consumer, though, about all of their options to help them make the proper decision? It's not just, do I choose a UPMC or a United Healthcare product, right? It's bigger to people. It's talking about their prescription drugs, their personal situation, their financial situation, right? There's government programs and assistance programs out there to help folks, too. Who's helping to explain all that to somebody?
You know, I honestly think once you get through this series, you could dedicate a whole show to the prescription drug aspect of what you do.
We have that coming up.
That's coming.
All right, that's going to be one definitely worth tuning in for.
One of the cool things about this, Rob, is people actually are coming into our office, and we're meeting with them, going over their options right there.
All right, sounds good, Joe. Thank you. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Their number directly, if you want to call them, 1-888-818-MEDI, 1-888-818-6334.
Your vision is important, and annual eye exams are essential. Hi, it's Shelley Duffy. Blind and Vision Rehabilitation Services is now offering primary vision care at their Uptown location for patients of all ages. As a leading comprehensive vision provider in the region, they're here to ensure everyone has access to comprehensive eye exams. Their optometrists spend quality time getting to know you, your vision, and your lifestyle needs. They offer a wide range of glasses, contacts, and other vision products at affordable pricing. They accept most major insurance plans and offer financial assistance for those who qualify. PVRS uses the most advanced technology that helps treat your vision as well as a range of other eye conditions, including glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, dry eye, cataracts, and macular degeneration. PVRS is committed to ensuring all patients have access to vision care. Everyone should have an annual eye exam. Please call 412-368-4400 to schedule your appointment today. They look forward to meeting all of your eye care needs.
Hey, everybody, it's Wendy Bell for Window Nation. Have you started your spring checklist? Hose works, check. Lawnmower starts, check. Windows open, can't get them open. Plus, this one's cracked, that one's fogged up. Hey, looks like it's time for some new energy-efficient windows from Window Nation. Well, now is a great time for you to get them. You're going to enjoy Window Nation's half-off sale on all window styles. I'm talking bays, double hung, wood, vinyl, you choose. They're all 50% off. Plus, get a whole house full of windows for as low as $69 a month. That's cheaper than your cell phone bill. And if you call this week, Window Nation's going to give you free blinds for every window you purchase. So if you're in the market for new windows, call Window Nation now to schedule your free in-home estimate. You'll experience their industry-best customer service, just like I have. Call 866-90-NATION, 866-90-NATION now, or visit them online at windownation.com. You're going to love these guys. PA License 104-611. Tell them Wendy sent you.
And now, how to properly use your computer in two essential steps.
One.
Turn it on.
Two.
Go to kdkaradio.com. With one click, we throw the world at you.
The latest news.
Three homes were destroyed.
Local weather. The scoop on our hosts. Send us email. Take advantage of our sponsors' perks. Find out what's going on around town.
It's all right there. Go anywhere else and you're only wasting cyberspace. It's the website for the world's first radio station.
KDKA.
KDKAradio.com.
From the Chafe and Luhana Law Firm Studio. Doing good by doing right.
This is KDKA Radio.
From the KDKA Radio News Center, I'm Melinda Roeder. Police are investigating a deadly shooting in Clairton. The victim is 23-year-old Armani Ford, who died from a single gunshot wound Friday evening. County police say it happened in the backyard of a home on Van Kirk Street. So far, no arrests and no word on a motive. A landslide has some Homewood residents worried this weekend. It happened along Stranahan Street, just behind an apartment complex. But City Building Inspector Mara Kennedy tells KDKA-TV there's no need to panic yet.
At this time, don't want to alarm anyone. The structure is safe. We're not looking to evacuate.
It's National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. KDKA Radio's Joe DiStio reports local organizations are participating in a big way.
The FDA's Dr. Doug Throckmorton says a secure drug take-back is the best way to get unused opioid medications out of your house.
If you can't get to a take-back program promptly, the FDA recommends that you flush those down the toilet. And we have a short list of those on our website.
FDA.gov/drug disposal. There are dozens of take-back locations in the Pittsburgh area today, including North and South Parks and more than 20 local police departments. How urgent is it? More than 100 Americans die every day from an opioid overdose. Joe DiStio, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
49 degrees at Pittsburgh International now. It's 9:31. Our next news at 10 and always online at kdkaradio.com. I'm Melinda Roeder on the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Are you in the market for a premium new or pre-owned piano? Fort Pitt Piano Company in McCandless Crossing is having the Beat the Price Increase event now through Sunday, April 28th. Save thousands on new Steinway, Boston, and Essex pianos. Pre-owned pianos starting at $1,499. Special financing is also available. Fort Pitt Piano Company, McCandless Crossing, Wexford. 412-369-7100. That's 412-369-7100. Or visit fortpittpianoco.com.
Your new spacious kitchen. Not ready. A Citizens Bank home equity line of credit. Ready. With rates as low as 4.75% APR for new home equity line of credit customers, a HELOC is ready when you are to help make your renovation possible. Or you could take that much-needed sabbatical from work to balance life at home. Whether you're investing in your property, stumble upon unexpected expenses, or just want to have money set aside, a HELOC can help give you the funds you need when you need them. It's time to reach the big and small goals you've been eager to accomplish. Make your mission possible with Citizens Bank. Go on. online or visit your nearest Citizens Bank to learn more. Rates are variable, applicable only to new home equity line of credit customers. Call 877-877-5378 for details about new credit costs and terms. Equal housing lender. Citizens Bank is a brand name of Citizens Bank N.A.
Now, here's the up-to-the-minute AccuWeather forecast.
Brought to you by Ireland Contracting. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF or visit IrelandContracting.com.
Sunshine this morning will fade behind increasing afternoon clouds. Brisk and chilly today, high 57. Tonight, cloudy with a passing shower or two, lows 41. A shower or two in the morning tomorrow, otherwise clouds breaking for sunshine, high 59. Monday, turning out cloudy and milder with a couple of showers around in the afternoon, high 69. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Mike Lassini on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
All right, again, they're standing by at their offices. I highly urge you to call right now. They'll get to you right now at 1-888-818-MEDI, 1-888-818-MEDI, or 6334. I love when Brian tells stories of actual events and people that have benefited from the services. And then we're going to get right to the phone. So let's talk about this next story, Brian.
Sure. Before I do that, real quick, though, Rob, if you don't mind, if you are turning 65 in the next 12 months, if you are 65 years of age or above and you have not enrolled in the Part B for Medicare, I would highly advise you to call the office at 888-818-6334. You can either speak to one of our representatives live on the phone, or they can schedule for one of our upcoming workshops, Rob. We are going to be in the community. I know we have workshops coming up on the 1st and 2nd of May. Every single month, we're in the community. So please, if you fall into one of those two categories, I would highly recommend that you call the office. Today, we're talking about the Part B section of Medicare, which is your medical insurance, and spending a little bit of time talking about the potential for penalties on that Part B premium. And we see this month in and month out, and we thought it was so important that we needed to bring it onto the show, especially if you're a veteran. I want to make sure that we get clarification onto what VA benefits are considered as credible coverage when it relates to Medicare. Actually, instead of my story, why don't we, I see we have the boards are lighting up here. Can we maybe take one of these calls?
Yes, we can. Let's go to Betty. Betty, welcome to the MediConnect Senior Zone. How are you?
Did you say Betty? It was some static on the line.
Yeah, Betty. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have health insurance through my husband's retirement group, but he recently received notice that he's losing that coverage later this year, and I'm going to be turning 65 in September, and all this talk about Part B penalties, if he doesn't have that Part B now, is he going to have to pay a penalty?
Betty, thank you so much. I'm sorry, go ahead.
When do we need to start getting things in order for both of us?
Betty, I can tell you this much. The very first thing you're going to want to do is to sit and visit with one of our representatives, whether it's in person or at least spending some time over the phone. I can tell you this much. If your husband's going to be losing coverage and you're going to be turning 65, 9.9 out of 10 times,
yeah,
right?
Pretty close.
You're going to want to be signing up for Medicare Part B. It's your safety net. Whether you choose to utilize all of the services or not isn't the most important part. The most important part is to ensure that you've already, put your ducks in a line to ensure that you're not going to have any future problems. And I think that's the most important part of all of this. And I think we'd also like to sit down and talk to maybe even your husband about what his options might look like, too, if he's going to be losing coverage in September, if I'm not mistaken. So I recommend just talking to somebody direct at our office. We have representatives live at the office right now at 888-818-6334 or MEDI. Give our folks at the office a call. I'm sure they'll be able to help you out.
Betty, thank you for the call.
Okay. So one of the things that Brian was talking about is there's a young lady, and when he was bringing up about the decisions that you make, and sometimes a lot of it has to do with the information you're not understanding or weren't told. There was a young lady that was they were married, a part of a state trooper, the husband and wife. They retired. The husband retired. The wife went with them. And as the gentleman passed away, down the road, I believe it was after 12 years he passed away, she comes to find out that she ended up incurring a penalty because they never knew that they needed to start their Medicare Part B. So because what happens is you have to be actively employed to be able to decline your Part B. And this is kind of a sad story that they end up getting hit with this after the fact. At 80 years old, being told you have this massive penalty, it was tough. Yeah, go ahead,
Brian. And if I could jump in for a second, Joe, it's important, Rob, that everybody gets this. The rolling is actively employed with credible coverage, and that's where everybody starts to get confused. So I retire, and this was a state trooper, right? So good benefits. I have retiree benefits. His spouse, right, was covered for years and years and years. They're retired. They're living happily ever after. And unfortunately, her husband passes away. He passes away. However, when they turn 65, neither one of them signed up for Medicare Part B. They assumed we have health insurance. Why do we need Medicare? Years goes by, Rob. This woman's husband passes away. She comes into the office in tears. I mean, this woman's in tears. And lo and behold, we realize that her penalty was, it was $600-something a month. I mean, it was out astronomical. All because they chose to forego signing up for Medicare Part B because they thought, well, we have health insurance, we don't need it. This happens month in and month out. So please, if anybody's out there and you're turning 65 in the next 12 months, come to one of our events, visit with us in person, just call the office even. If you just want to make sure, you want to double check what you're doing to make sure you have it right, that's fine too. Or come out to one of our events, one of our workshops, on the website at MediConnectInsurance.com. You can call the office today. They can sign you up for one of the upcoming events, too.
And also, tell the folks that are listening in nearby West Virginia and Ohio that you can help them.
Great point. We were talking about that at the break. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, so MediConnect is actually licensed in the state of Ohio, West Virginia, even Maryland, and upstate, even in New York now. We're doing business in New York. So we're not just in Pittsburgh. We have contracted licensed agents in all of those regions, and we know that the KDKA radio waves reach out to those territories. We're going to be expanding our workshops into some of those locations in the upcoming months. So by all means, before we get to you, if you have a question, you have a concern, call us. We can help service those needs, too.
Okay, let's get back to today's letter B, and then we'll kind of focus on that a little bit and come back and summarize. Gentlemen, go right ahead.
So one of the things I wanted to talk about was some of the pitfalls people make while talking about the employer part. So what you need to find out is you need to just verify whether or not the coverage can continue once you're on Medicare. So we urge you to check with your HR or your benefit coordinator. And then moving forward, there's a lot of decisions you want to make. Does it make sense financially to stay on your employer plan, or would there be a Medicare option maybe make more sense for you? That's why we kind of urge you to go through and at least call and check in to see and run your scenario through us just to see if it makes sense, right? We'll walk you through it.
I have one. So I didn't sign up for Part B. 5 years goes by. Now I'm getting hit with this premium. I got to spend over $200 a month. I'm already knocked down. How about I hit you twice, Rob? So I don't have coverage. I realize somewhere in the middle of the year that I don't have coverage. And now I find out that there is a Medicare Part B special enrollment period, Rob, which only runs from January to March. So it's July. I realize, uh-oh, I made a big mistake. I need to get on Medicare Part B. I have a medical situation going on, and I need to sign up. And guess what the government tells you? Oh, sorry, Rob, you got to wait till January. And now I'm going months and months and months without coverage.
And you're still increasing your penalty.
And the penalty keeps going up each and every month. And the effective date for that period is July.
July 1st.
July 1st. So if I find out, let's say in August, that I needed to sign up for Part B and I need it now, I have to wait until January to even sign up for it. I'm going to incur the penalties up until January. And then once I sign up, I don't go effective until July 1st. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That's why it's so critical. That's why my voice is raising so much here on the line, is you don't want to make that mistake. You can't make that mistake. And there's people out there that can at least help guide you. All you have to do is make a simple phone call, sit down. All we ask is for some time. There's no fees associated with it, just to make sure you're getting the right information to make the right decision when you're turning 65, or if you've already past that age and you haven't signed up for Medicare Part B, please call us to ensure that you're not going to face any penalties.
All right, so how does this whole process work? I'm at home right now, and I'm like, this guy's just, there's so much, I can't figure it out. Husband and wife, you know, sitting over, you know, each other, talking to each other at the table, drinking some coffee, going, do you understand any of this? So they said, no, we better just call them. So they call you. What happens?
Good, great question. First and foremost is we're going to decide how you would like to interact with our organization. We are flexible. I think that's important. So we can visit with people in neutral locations. We can come to somebody's house. We do have that ability still, too. I don't know for how much longer at the rate we're growing.
Right.
But we still have the ability to go visit with people in their homes. They can even come to our office. The very first thing we're going to do is a basic overview fact finder of the individual, because every person's situation, Rob, is a little bit different and can be unique. So we got to make sure we understand who you are, what you're looking for, and what you're trying to accomplish. Before we even get into all the rules and regulations of Medicare, it's trying to get an understanding of who Rob is as a person and what your wants are. Then once we determine that, then we're going to go a little bit deeper. We're going to start to dig into who are your doctors and physicians that you maybe like to go to and see, what medical conditions there could potentially be currently that you're facing. Prescription drugs. Are you on any type of prescription drugs and how that might affect you into the future? Then we're going to talk about financials. Right? Unfortunately, there's a premium for Medicare Part B. There could be a premium for your supplemental plan. There could be a premium for your Part D benefit plan. And all that's going to play a big part into what the overall decision is going to be for somebody. I find it very hard to believe you could call Highmark and in 15 minutes talking about their benefits decide that must be the plan for me.
All right. Now, you know, our dad's similar, okay? Mm-hmm. Mine's no longer with us. Your dad's still around giving you great advice. I wish mine was still around, but this is how he would have probably talked to you if he were me.
Yes.
I have no family. I'm single. I want to be able to pay as little as possible, get the most coverage, and when I die, my kids aren't strapped with my medical bills. Help me out.
Yes. And literally, there are options that are zero premium options for you.
There are. Okay.
But there's several different types of zero premium options.
Right.
They're not all the same, Rob. And that's the point that we're trying to make here is so many people are going out there making these decisions, and mistakes are happening as a result of it, which could have easily been prevented if you just would have sat with somebody that really understood what they were talking about. And as you know, Rob, in any profession, right, not everybody's as good on the radio as you are.
Oh, yes, they are. You're doing a pretty good job today,
right?
Young man.
So it's the same in our environment, right? You got to be careful when you're talking to somebody to make sure that you're getting the right advice, because that advice in our world can penalize you for
life.
It can penalize you for life. You don't want to make those types of mistakes.
All the things that I've done talking about Medicare, this is the first time I've ever heard penalties.
And then there's a Part D penalty, too, that we got
to
get to in future weeks.
We didn't get to that yet.
We didn't even touch on that. But this one's a big one, because everybody has to decide yes or no when they turn 65 to this particular option. And depending on how they answer that question could have a drastic impact on them in the future. And that's why we're so adamant about it. That's why we're on the radio talking about it. That's why we have representatives live on the phone right now to answer any questions, concerns that anybody has. I see there's 11 or 12 people on the switchboard here. We're not going to get to everybody. Please, just call the office direct if you can.
All right. Do me a favor. Say, hey, Plan B, call them right now. They'll tell you how to handle it. 1-888-818-MEDI. 1-888-818-6334.
The National Cash Word Contest starts Monday.
It's easy to win. Listen for the cash word, then enter by text or online.
A chance to win $1,000 begins at 7 a.m. with Larry and John.
Get details at kdkaradio.com.
Distracted driving is extremely dangerous. Accidents can happen in a second, and the effects last a lifetime. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Never text and drive. I'm Attorney Art Chafin. If you've been injured in an accident, call us today at 1-800-233-7000. You don't even have to leave your home. We'll come to you. Chafin Luhana, doing good by doing right. Every day and everything we do.
Welcome, area home buyers. Riverview Homes, the Northeast's largest manufactured home provider, invites you to their six huge home sales centers, always 90 models showcased for your viewing pleasure, including singles, sectionals, and modulars. Riverview Homes feature a wide range of homes from starters to the most elegant in the industry. Riverview Homes is third-generation family-owned and operated, and over 35,000 happy homeowners agree. They are customer-focused and driven. At Riverview Homes,
Volume pricing guarantees your best deal. Plus, they have an in-house financing expert. Come take a look. The prices are in the windows, and lookers are always welcome. Trades are always welcome, too. Riverview Homes, Route 22, New Alexandria, Route 119, Greensburg, Route 66, Vandergrift, Route 21, Carmichael's, Route 8, Butler, Route 422, Prospect. Visit them online for more info at RiverviewHomesInc.com. That's RiverviewHomesInc.com. Riverview Homes, quality craftsmanship, affordably priced homes.
Hi, this is Les Botkin of Botkin Family Wealth Management. We're headquartered in Peters Township, and I'm excited to tell you that we now have an office in Ligonier, a town in the Pennsylvania mountains that holds a special place in my heart. My wife Barb and I met when we were just 14, and her family had a home in Ligonier. Together, we'd roam the diamond, stroll through the quaint shops, and hike through woods, as we still do. It's our home away from home and where our family gathers. Along with my daughter Sarah and son Lester, we've designed our private investment firm to feel like home, too, to make you feel comfortable and at ease while discussing important financial decisions. Sarah and I are certified financial planners, and Lester is a chartered financial analyst. Our firm's combination of credentials and comfort is valued by our clients. Botkin Family Wealth Management, with offices in the South Hills and now in Ligonier. Visit us at BotkinFamilyWealth.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
SchultzFord.com, 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 SchultzFord.com.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
All right, aren't you glad you paid attention to Sesame Street all those years and you learned your alphabet? Because, boy, you're learning a lot on this program today. And this series will continue with them in 2 weeks. But they're here for one more segment right now. So I'm just going to throw it back to Brian and Joe and remind all of you, MediConnectInsurance.com, 1-888-818-MEDI, 1-888-818-6334. Gentlemen.
Thank you, Rob. MediConnect, fully independent healthcare advisory firm. We're out there servicing the public free of influence. There's no fee for our services. We are running a six-part series over the coming weeks here, getting into the details of Medicare and many pitfalls that people don't realize, trying to educate the public as much as we can. Last show, we spoke about Medicare Part A. Today, we've been spending some time talking about Part B, but more importantly, this penalty, right, for delay of enrollment. What exactly is it, and how does it affect me? It's a critical component to this whole process, and we want to ensure that anybody out there that might be turning 65 in the next 12 months or somebody who is already over the age of 65 and might have questions about the Part B enrollment, please call the office, 888-818-6334. Each time we're on the phone or on the lines here at KDKA, we have representatives live on the phone at the office. You're not going to call and get an answering machine, which is nice. Next week, we'll be talking about Medicare Part C and Medicare Advantage and how that works and what it all, you know, what centers around that. It's pretty important in our marketplace. But I would like to finish with this, and that's really talking about us in the community and the services that we can provide for folks. As I mentioned, we have people that are turning 65 every single day at the tune of 10,000 now. We're running workshops every single week throughout the entire region, trying to get out to people, get out to you, the public, as much as we possibly can to educate you on this particular topic in advance of you making those difficult decisions. We're going to be running workshops on the 1st and the 2nd of May. You can check us out at MediConnectInsurance.com or even just call the office at 888-818-6334. Folks can sign you up. Joe, I know that we had some community events we mentioned at the top of the show. Could you highlight those once again real quick for everybody?
We're with Allegheny Parks. What we're doing is we're sponsoring movie nights and some concerts and car cruises. So, for instance, May 10th, we are in Deer Lakes sponsoring the movie Sandlot. May 16th, we're in North Park doing a Swing and Spring concert. On May 17th, we're doing a movie night at Sandlot at the Harrison Hills Park. And on May 23rd, we're doing South Park, doing a Swing into Spring, again, another concert.
Thank you. So don't miss us. Get out, see us, and don't miss your Part B enrollment either, right? get with one of our representatives. Try and visit with us at any chance you get. Call the office. We can visit with you in person. If you're a veteran, ensure that you're getting the right answers to your questions. VA benefits, they are a wonderful thing. But make sure you understand what credible coverage means when it comes to your veterans' benefits, how that impacts you from a Medicare Part B and then a Medicare Part D standpoint, which we're going to be talking about Part D in a few weeks here, Rob, and I'm sure we're going to, phone lines are going to light up on that one as soon as you start talking prescription drugs, right?
Are you shocked that so many people react so quickly to this stuff?
No, it's emotional.
I mean, even in April?
It's emotional, for sure.
It affects them, Rob.
People are touching it all the time, Rob. We have folks calling every single day because they have some claim that's not being covered by the insurance carrier. We're fighting folks that are already
How many people do you think don't go to the doctors because they just are afraid of what, not the disease is, but they might live and have to pay the bill?
Unfortunately, it's a much greater percentage than you would like. That's just the honest to God truth.
I can understand that.
I mean, growing up on the south side of the city, you know, low to middle income areas where I grew up, there's a lot of folks that just choose the option. They just choose the option of not going. They don't want to even have to pay any out-of-pocket expense for their health insurance because many of them feel as though it's not even worth it to go. And that's a terrible position to be
in. Yeah, especially when you lived your whole life and worked and did everything that you were supposed to do and followed the rules of the road, and now you're at that stage where, you know, your kids are grown, they're living their life, maybe you have a few grandkids, and you want to feel good and live your life, and now you can't. And there's so many people that, I mean, it comes down to health care or groceries.
Yes. And many times they're going to choose groceries, right? It only makes sense. It's unfortunate, especially when you look at the type of person that's going to be in that age bracket. The majority of the folks are on these fixed incomes, many of which are not enough income for them to even survive fully, right, and live a full life. So it's critical when you're talking about health insurance to ensure that we try to get as much education into the, you know, into the public as we possibly can. But more important than that, Rob, is to make sure they aren't spending wasteful dollars. And what I mean by that is we see this countless times. Folks come into the office and they're paying for, you know, their out-of-pocket costs, or they're paying for a premium. And many times it's not getting them any better coverage than what they thought that they were going to receive. And that's really what bothers me more than anything else, is all these dollars falling through the cracks, right? Buy the groceries. Make sure that you can get the new washing machine. Give it to the grandchildren. God forbid, right? Anybody.
Go to the casino and have some fun.
Go to the casino. Anywhere other than UPMC, Highmark. I mean, these guys are doing okay, right?
They're good. And when you need help, it's good to know they're there. But I just don't like the fact, and this is what really ticks me off. You know, worked just as hard as my parents, did pretty good, but I see so many of my friends who've done exactly what I've done and more and are in that position right now where they can't afford to get sick. And that's sad to me.
It is. It really is. And that's probably a deeper discussion for another day.
Yeah.
But you're right.
But it's reality.
And there's a lot of it going on here just within this region. We see it every single day. You know, folks coming into the office and they have bills in front of them and they're lost. They don't have the money to pay for it. They don't know what the next step's going to be. They don't know what the ramifications of a situation like that's going to be. It's difficult. But at least know that there is an advocacy group out there for you that's working on behalf of the consumer. And that's really what MediConnect is
this going to... Let me ask you something, Brian. Man to man here, or I should say senior to junior here. Is this going to get better?
No. That's probably my opinion. No. It's politics play a big part into all of this, Rob. You know, now we have conversations from the, you know, from the Democratic Party talking about Medicare for all. And, man, that sounds like a utopic type of world.
Country can't afford it.
But, you know, at the end of the day, you still got to pay for it, right?
We're $22 trillion in debt.
I know. So there's always going to be a give and take. Would be, I think, somewhere in the middle is where we're going to, you know, fit at the end of all of this. However, Medicare is probably one of the more stabilized programs in the federal government at the moment. Yes, over time, we have to fix the funding of the hospital indemnity fund because of all the boomers that are coming into retirement.
And remember, their services don't cost anything, but I think you've just heard here in the last hour, they're very educated on this topic. So my suggestion, even though we're going off the air, flood their phones today. They're going to be there for a while. Mm-hmm. Call them now. Tell your friends, 1-888-818-MEDI, 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 or 6334. Brian, thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for having us again, Rob. Really appreciate it.
Joe, great job. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Stick with us. Up next, we're heading out on the road for the True Value Home Improvement Show. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes on KDK Radio.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020, KDKA, does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
More Pittsburghers are waking up to KDKA Radio.
Hi, this is Larry Richard. Join John Shumway and me Monday morning starting at 6. Guess who's coming to breakfast? Joe Biden. In town, he wants to be your next president, you may have heard. Plus, Steelers insider Ed Bouchette, how the Steelers fared through the weekend of the NFL draft. All that and more on KDKA Radio Monday.
Learn the issues with Larry and John.
Weekdays 6 to 10 on KDKA Radio.
KDKA Radio, built by Window Nation. Call 866-90-NATION.
Tell them Wendy sent you.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
Spring is finally here. This is Diane Ireland of Ireland Contracting. Improve your home's energy efficiency and curb appeal with Ireland Contracting. Get new windows, siding, and roofing professionally installed by one of the top contractors in the Pittsburgh area. We specialize in mastic siding, Owens Corning shingles, Pella windows, and more. Save your money for your family vacation and use 12 months, same as cash financing. Call